Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your host Zakira and
Mikey.
And we're back with another episode. We cannot wait to dive in and talk to you all. Hopefully you've been listening to all the podcast episodes before this. I don't even know what number we're on, but
yeah, probably like in 70s, 80s.
Yeah. So make sure you go back and listen to episode one on until now, because there's a lot of great information in there. I think the last episode we did, we spoke with an attorney about getting your business together in the hair industry, specifically for the beauty industry. So that was a really great one. I would recommend, highly recommend going back to listen to that. And then we have a lot of great tools and tips. Our podcast is not just about sitting here talking, making jokes, laughing, or giving you information that you can always find on Google, but it's about enhancing your educational experience as a beauty or hair person in the industry. So make sure you guys go back and listen to that. Today, we are talking about the Hair Business Masterclass.
Yes, guys, I brought it back. The Hair Business Masterclass is live.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk a little bit about it.
I will say that there's so many classes and masterclasses out there. But I think it's so important when you take time to actually put information in there that people can benefit from, that's very easy to digest. As long as you read through it and go through it, you can obtain whatever it is that you're looking to do. I think it's important when you do your due diligence before putting out a course. And Mikey has, I don't even know how many years now, but a lot of experience in the hair industry. A lot that has been proven. We've worked with a lot of different people that have been successful in their own personal hair brands. So the Hair Business Masterclass is not just something that has been created and put out randomly. It's something that has been built over time with knowledge, up-to-date techniques and trends that you can utilize in your business as well.
Yeah. So what I'm doing different this time in the Hair Business Masterclass is I'm actually working one-on-one with a few of the students.
Nice.
And what's cool about that is—
Wait a second, because Mikey was not doing one-on-ones before.
I still don't. I mean, one-on-one is tough for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my schedule is a little busy, but you know, so it's one-on-one. And this is the reason why. This is how this masterclass is different. I'm going to work with people in different stages of their business. I'm actually going to help work with them one-on-one. And like, so I'll jump in on their site and record what I'm doing.
Nice.
And post that into the masterclass.
That way people can see real time. Yeah. So it sounds like the only way to work one-on-one with Mikey is going to be getting into this masterclass.
Oh, most definitely. Unless you're one of our partners.
Right. Yeah. Like
that. But that's a whole different level.
Yeah.
So I think that's important because I really, over the years, have learned different ways people learn.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff we're doing at Private Label is just way too far. Like we're years and years. I mean, we're 10 years in. We're 10 years ahead, right? And someone's just starting off. They're like, wait a second. This is just way too much. I can't relate. So what I'm doing is I'm also going through the class and as people are asking questions. Some of the questions might be basic. And I say, but I still say, that's a great question. So I'll make a quick training video on that and then post that in the group. Be like, hey, I'm about to answer this, but I'm going to make a video. Or someone, you know, give you an example is Google Search Console. Google Search Console is a great free SEO tool that anyone with a website can use.
Yes.
So I said, hey, add me to your Google Search Console and let me dig into it and start showing you some of the things with the keywords and how we can make improvements and how things work. Right. And even someone said, wow, this is great. How do I put my keywords in Google Search Console? And I say, you don't. Google puts them in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Making a video explaining that. Mm-hmm. So really digging deep in each section.
Yeah.
Not rushing it and just showing people how to basically from the beginning start their business and then keep it going.
So is the masterclass for someone who is just getting into the business, someone who's been in the business, someone who has no idea about the business? Who is the masterclass for? Is it like beginner, intermediate, advanced?
Right now is beginner intermediate.
Okay.
But we will be getting into advanced stuff very soon.
Okay.
So by the time this comes out, it's really for about everyone. And even if you've been doing e-commerce for a while, I'm sure there's different little nuggets and other things
Absolutely.
In there that make it worth it.
So what are some of the things that people would be learning inside of the masterclass?
Everything from marketing, SEO, managing your margins, conversion rates, and really even a top level explanation of e-commerce and just how business works.
Yeah.
And even putting in life. Because what people don't understand is as you grow a business, a lot of people, when they first start their business, they want to get to six figures.
Yeah.
And then it's like seven figures. And getting to seven figures these days is, it's a challenge, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that changes during that road. And even getting to eight figures, which we've done, then it's just
infinite slight amount flex.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. Like it's an infinite amount of changes that definitely have to happen in your business to get to this point. Mindset to your work ethic, to managing your personal health, mm-hmm. to everything else. It's not just, it doesn't just happen. If you're not making changes, your business does not change.
Yeah. And that's really good too, because also in Fearless Beauty, it's not only just business, but there are a lot of personal life aspects that you can take from that as well. And I think that that's across the board, no matter what type of business you operate, you need life principles as well. Because when the business isn't sustaining, you have to be able to sustain life as a person. Like you got to be able to be healthy and be physically well and mentally well to actually run a business.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can ask you, Zakir, if your business was failing, or it's not making money and you're putting a lot of time and effort into that business, mm-hmm. there has to be I don't want to say a higher power, but it has to be a bigger reason other than money of why you're doing this business.
Absolutely.
And why you're going to keep going.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's one of the part of what I talk about. And you know, I talk about struggles and other things because times will be tough. Even when things are really good, things can get bad.
Yeah.
And times will be tough. So what's going to push you through in your business during those tough times, right? I tell people to write it down.
Yeah.
Put it on your phone. Do something that allows you to understand why you're working so hard. Those conversations with your family of, hey, I'm not going to be able to go to out and party every Friday and Saturday right. night anymore because I need to wake up early and focus on my business.
Yeah. And I think that could be hard for a lot of people sometimes who are used to just doing everything that they want to do whenever they want to do it. But it's like if you have a goal and you have a business and you have a vision for your business, you're going to have to give up some stuff in order to get to where you need to get to in the business. I love the saying, sacrifice now, live later. It's like if you sacrifice now in the proper way, the right way that you should, you'll be living life later.
Absolutely. And, yeah. it can happen faster than a lot of people believe.
Yeah.
I've actually been doing a lot of research on it because I've messed up everything in my life in my past where, yeah. you know, if I had the resources like I do today, as far as access to knowledge, podcasts, other courses, I should be done by now. And I actually had a lot of that knowledge at a younger age. I didn't learn it in school, but I spent a lot of time reading and other things yeah. that taught me things. But then I would just kind of fall off the cliff and go back to zero.
Do you feel like you didn't have accountability, like any type of accountability?
I had absolutely then? Nothing.
Yeah.
I had no one in my family had been successful. Mm-hmm. Nobody in my family was an entrepreneur. My sister was the first one in my immediate family to actually graduate college. I graduated college. Mm-hmm. So my mom, you know, loved her to death, but she didn't have that same kind of drive or spirit.
Right.
She was the person I was closest to in my life. Mm-hmm. Any of my relationships were more about fun stuff than like, hey, let's be a little serious about life.
Yeah.
But I don't blame them because they also didn't know either.
Right.
Right. And that's one of those things where I talk about support in your business. Mm-hmm. And when you're like, oh, my friends and family don't support me. And I love having the conversation with people that say that is, are any of your friends and family business owners? And usually the answer is no.
Right. They don't understand the idea of business.
They don't understand. They don't understand how just ordering some small thing off your website can make such a big difference in your life.
Right.
In your perspective of your business, your motivation that can keep you going.
Definitely. That's a true statement.
That and 100%. So never start a business because, and we've talked about this for mm-hmm. years, never start a business because you think your friends and family are going to buy something from you, right? You have to get outside of your market, but how do you do that? And those right. are the kind of things we talk about in the Hair Business Masterclass.
Or the caveat to that is maybe you do start a business and your family and friends do support you when it comes to your launch, but how do you sustain that afterwards? It's like they want to support you. You've always had a great support system. They're the first people to buy the things, but what happens 6 months later when you need new money? then that's where it comes in. Awesome.
Yeah, I think when I set up my first online store in 2006, I think it was January.
A while ago.
Around January 2nd, 2006. Whew, that was a while ago, quote Zakira. I think my actual grandmother was the first one to go online and order, I was selling sauces.
The curry sauce.
So she actually was the first one to buy online. And then it was 2 weeks later, a lady out of California bought 2 packs of red curry sauce. And that was my first order online from someone that I had no idea who they were.
Now, were you doing marketing, like ads back then and all of that?
Yeah, so I was doing Google ads for real big. I mean, Google ads, what is that, 18 years ago now?
Oh, yeah.
Was very basic. So I was running Google ads. You know, I wasn't even on Facebook. They didn't have any of that. Social media wasn't even a thing in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
So it was all Google ads and then trying to do like SEO stuff where you'd put the same keyword a million times on a page because that's how you would get ranked.
Yeah.
It was very different then compared to today. Actually, looking back, I'm trying to think what would have been easier, you know, because there was very little e-commerce competition back then. Like if I was in the hair industry back then.
Night. I do remember when I first launched my book, I had, of course, all of my pre-orders and like people who bought originally were family, friends, like people in my immediate circle and then people who knew me but didn't like really know me, but they knew me. And then after a while, when the orders started dwindling down, I had to figure out, okay, what's my new market? And then from there, I had to go into the schools and sell books there. I had to sell books wherever I went. I had to do vending opportunities. I had to post every single day. I had to do like a lot of different things. And it becomes like, okay, yeah, I actually do have to market because the people who are closest to me, they support it, but it wasn't like sustaining. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think a lot of our clients bought my book, but family and friends, maybe a few. Cause I was like, guys, just buy the, I had it at 99 cents for the Kindle.
On Amazon.
On Amazon, buy that. And then please leave a review. Very few actually did, even though I was like texting ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Cause I was working with a team that does this.
Yeah.
Like launch strategies for books. It was a struggle, but I mean, it's done. It still gets reviews on Amazon and people still reach out to me on Instagram or tag me. And so that's
really
good. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm at almost 300 reviews on Amazon, which is very difficult.
Like 99%
of books don't get 300 reviews on
Amazon. Especially as a new author.
Yeah. Especially as a new author.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of working on another book. It's just
kind of,
it's so tough with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I just need to go away and just speak and just talk about things and maybe have it transcribed or maybe even on my walks that I do something, but I would love to put on another book.
Yeah, definitely. So with the masterclass, how are people or how can people get in the masterclass? Is it?
Good luck. No, I'm just kidding. I make it real easy. I've been trying to set up the URL. If you search Hair Business Masterclass in Google, you should be able to pretty easily find it. You just subscribe, right? I have it super cheap. It's always going to be $4.99 a month, I believe. There might be a sign-up fee right now since it's just recently launched. There's no sign-up fee. So literally, you can get grandfathered in today for
$4.99. $4.99 for all of the information that you're going to learn in the masterclass is wild.
Yeah, so this per month, but still, my goal is to provide 100x value.
Definitely.
So the price, there will be eventually be a sign-up fee. So depending on when you listen to this, if you do see a sign-up fee in the future, don't be shocked because you have to invest. Like I want people to be like, man, I need to get my money out of this. So I want them to actually do the stuff that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. I created a roadmap. So it's kind of like an open format style once you get in. So within a Google Sheets, I have it real organized. So every time I post something new, it goes in the Google Sheets. So it doesn't matter when you come in, you can start at the top of the Google Sheet and start working your way down as far as different things that you can learn and implement in your business. And I think that's a great way for anyone that comes in at any time, whether it's a year or two down the road, it's all still going to be, for the most part, relevant, but there'll be updates along the way.
How long do you think it would take someone to go through all of the modules if you...
It would be quick right now because I'm launching something new every day.
Okay.
So I don't want to overwhelm people with too much to do, because sometimes that happened in my last time I was doing this and people were like, oh my God, Mikey, it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
It's way too much. So I'm doing it step by step and I'm just kind of taking it in baby steps, and it feels like the feedback I've been getting is people really enjoy this, and it's self-paced. So if you miss it for a week or you're on vacation, you're like, I'm clocking out, then that's okay. You can come back.
That's a good thing.
And start. And I think what's key and different from learning and on with other resources is, because it's so beauty focused, it's much easier to learn when I'm talking about selling hair extensions, wigs, other things, lashes, opposed to like, hey, let me show you how to sell this glass.
That's true. Yeah.
Or like, I'm not interested in the glass, so it's going to be hard for me to learn how to sell it with what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I think that's the difference between, I mean, you can find a masterclass, a marketing masterclass wherever really, but this specifically is catered to the hair industry. So for people who have like that different learning style where you need like step by step by step, and you need to know exactly, okay, this is the type of hair, like the terminology and everything within the industry is specific to this masterclass. So it's not like a regular marketing where they're going to tell you, okay, this is how you do this and that. It's going to actually walk you through how to sell the hair extensions that you have. So that's really good.
Yeah. And I think the part of sharing, so I'm getting people to add me access and saying, hey, I'm going to share this stuff. I'm not sharing any sensitive information, but I want to show people with your website what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think people seeing that perspective has been great. I actually, this past week, I built a hair extension website live on my YouTube channel.
So nice.
If you aren't subscribed, I'm calling it Road to 100,000 Subscribers. I'm just over 11,000 subscribers. Hair Business Blueprint is the YouTube channel, right? So we're over 11,000 subscribers. For the past week, I've been building a hair extension website from scratch. I actually was like, hey guys, what do you want me to call this? They call it Slay Hair Co. So I've registered Slay Hair Co domain.
Yeah.
I'm actually giving away the website tomorrow. So love it. That wants to be in the masterclass, and somebody that is like, okay, I'm going to actually do this. Mm-hmm. And then I realized this is something that's going to be ongoing. I feel like it's really neat for people to watch me build different websites. So it's going to be an ongoing live series, because people are like, Mikey, I'm taking notes. I can see the comments.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes. This is helping me so much. Oh, I was always wondering how to do that.
And it's on Shopify.
And on Shopify. Yeah. Yeah. So just people watching me build these websites has been it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm just there going live and, you know, my cat's jumping up and yelling at me. And
you had coffee. You were drinking coffee.
Definitely drinking coffee and just having fun. I don't have a set schedule for it yet because my business is most important. So like today I went live at 11:30, but I might go live at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm like, catch me if you can.
Right.
Obviously, if I want to grow this better, then it would have to be at a set schedule. I'm just not able to do a set schedule at this time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to continue to do this as I travel, because I haven't been traveling. You know, I've been on the...
Oh, but he's coming back.
I've been on the what did I call it? The 12-18?
Oh, 18, the 12? 18 to, yeah, 18-12.
So I'm in town for 18 days and I'm gone for 12.
Yeah.
So the first trip's going to be coming up in April for 10 days. And then I have our anniversary coming up. We're going to do a quick trip.
Nice, okay.
Because my niece is graduating and that's kind of very important to me.
Definitely.
So we'll be there for that.
Where are you guys going?
I don't know yet. Okay. We have the dates.
Yeah.
And this is a life hack, guys. Sell more hair extensions so you can get more points, rewards points.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, wherever I can get a deal flight, and if I can fly direct on Delta, we're looking at Switzerland.
Yes.
It's a little far we only have about 8 days. So I don't know. I'm just trying to get a free trip.
Like, yeah.
However I can get, I have enough miles and everything to do a free trip. And then probably end of June, I'm going back to China.
Every
6 months.
Yeah.
Every 6 months, I'm going to be in China. Like 2 weeks, I'll spend a month of the year, as long as I'm in the hair industry, a month a year, I will be in China working in the factories.
And that's important for, especially when you have people in the hair industry who are either in the masterclass or who work with private label extensions. It's good to know that you have someone who is literally boots on the ground.
Oh, I'm deep in it.
Yeah.
You see my drone footage of me flying the drone through the factory. People are like, Mikey, how the hell did you fly a drone through the factory? I said, they let me do anything I want. But the thing in China, they just don't care.
Yeah.
So you can like videotape people. They're just like, whatever.
I know they don't care because you eat bugs. I cannot get over the bug.
I got to fit in. But yeah. So
we celebrated 2 years, our anniversary yesterday. Right. So that was fun.
Congratulations. Yeah. I actually saw from the wedding. So yesterday I started seeing like, oh, what were you doing, you know, the previous
years
on this day? And it was some of the weddings and wedding stuff. And so that was great.
Yeah, we had a good time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
So with the masterclass, you told us how people can get in the masterclass. The sign up may go up. So if they get in now, I would recommend getting in now. You will be grandfathered in at $4.99 a month. If you wait, you could get hit with a $30 fee, $100 fee, $1,000 fee. No, I'm joking. Probably not a $1,000 fee, but the fee will go up. So you want to make sure you invest in it now. You spend $4.99 on Starbucks every day. You spend that on candy in the gas station. You spend that on a bag of chips. You spend it a lot of places, and you can take that money and invest in your business.
Absolutely. That's what I say. It's basically just like buying me a cup of coffee once a month.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. Just buy me a cup of coffee every month.
Yep.
That's
a good kind of coffee. Yeah, coffee.
I don't drink crap coffee.
Right. Now,
I didn't know the difference, but now that I, you know.
Is it bulletproof coffee? Do you drink?
I haven't tried that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying one now. So I had a meeting with a female rapper that we're working on a deal with in Soho.
Mm-hmm.
And the place we met at Shopify in Soho. So they have an events like office, something there. And they have a coffee shop in there. And it was Panther Coffee. And I bought some of their coffee beans. So that's what I've been drinking the last couple weeks. And more on the deals. I got a bunch of deals in the works.
Being
creative right now with how we're doing some of our marketing and other stuff, but having fun with that and creating some new exciting relationships. But it's interesting, like, you know, think about when we first started in the hair industry 10 years ago, and you were right there with me.
Yeah.
It was very different than times. 13. Times are always going to change, so you have to move with the times, right? And I see a lot of people doing like promoting Amazon and this other stuff.
Yeah, the creator program.
The creator stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, let me just work with you and create products.
Yeah.
And it was so hard to get in touch with celebrities before.
Yeah.
And now I'm not reaching out to them. People are like, Mikey, you got to meet my friend. I was like, okay, who is it? And be like, here's their IG. And I'm like, oh, damn, this person's famous, you know? And it's like, yeah, they, you know, they love Private Label and that, you know, you should do something with them. And I'm like, wherever they are, I will fly to meet you. Okay. And set up a meeting. So I literally flew to New York. I flew up the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed at my favorite hotel currently in New York, which is the Moxie Lower East Side.
Yeah.
That hotel is just so cool. And I had the next day I had a 1 hour meeting. That night I flew back. So my whole New York trip I was there for about 30 hours and it was for a 1 hour meeting. And I have no problem doing that for the chance of creating a great partnership with someone.
Definitely. I think, like you said, moving with the times is important because you could be doing marketing that worked 5 years ago and here you are trying to make sales and it's not happening because you're not evolving with the marketing trends. With the creators program, before we started this podcast, literally I was on my phone. I saw something pop up about Target just launched the creators shop with Target. So now people are going to be able to get commissions and stuff from all the products that they have people buy. So you're right. That is literally the next trend. It's almost like a layer of influencer marketing. It's a type of influencer marketing on a higher scale.
And that's something actually you'll see Private Label going into heavy because I have some really unique ideas as well as stuff that I'm going to be going over in the masterclass. Right now we're making sure people's sites are set up. People have a higher level understanding of what works. So I'm trying to get everyone kind of ramped up. This first, I call them the founding group. Mm-hmm. So it's like the founding members. I'm trying to get them kind of up to speed. I'm not actually promoting the masterclass much right now because I have about 140 people in the class. So I'm like, let me get this group up to speed.
Yep.
So maybe this podcast will help bring a second group that I'll see that'll be my second core group that we can go through things. But I've just got a lot of cool stuff to teach them.
Yeah, I can attest.
Yeah, and it's just going to be so cool, all the stuff we're going to be doing. And just for me to be working side by side with people. And I said, hey, who wants, you know, I was kind of stupid. I was like, hey, does anyone want to do like work one-on-one with me? Da, da, da. And I literally thousand messages. And I'm like, okay, but are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this work with someone and then they just disappear. So right. The first person I picked, we should have her on the podcast.
Let's do it.
We'll have her on the podcast and we will kind of go over her situation and stuff. She's, I think, going to do very well. And she listens. That's key. It's just like,
definitely
just get it done. So yeah, let's have her on the podcast. I'll reach out to her. We're going to have some cool guests coming up on the podcast, some of our new partners and whatnot. So
definitely. So yeah, that'll be fun.
I would just say, check out the masterclass. If you want to grow your business, it's a very little investment.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. Very little. I'm surprised. I told Mikey to raise the price on it, but he's not going to raise it.
What it is, I'm just kind of like, you need a paywall. Because it keeps spammers and all the other stuff. Like, I always give a shout out to my Hair Business Blueprint Facebook group. I'm trying to get to 40,000 members. We're at about 39 right now, 39,000. And I try to do these chats on Facebook chats. And I'll start the chat and it'll be good. And then all of a sudden, it's just like all the people come out of the woodwork of like trying to do fake funding.
Oh, yeah.
Other stuff. It's so absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just like, I'm over this. So I needed a paywall to kind of get people that are serious about the business into this group, this other group. I'm still posting plenty of stuff in the Facebook group.
Absolutely.
Let's get serious, guys. Let's get down to business and let's make it happen. Or as they say in 2024, let's stand on business.
Get on your Zoom. Get on your Zoom. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. So make sure you guys check out the Hair Business Masterclass. It is phenomenal. You'll definitely get your money's worth and more and then some. Make sure you check it out today. Don't wait, because like Mikey said, there is going to be an initiation fee, sign up fee coming up in the near future. So make sure you get on it while you can so that you can get grandfathered in.
All right, guys, that's it. We'll have another episode for you soon at Hair Biz Radio.